You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
First person shooter did it. It did go number two.
No, it didn't go number two. It went number one. But if
Hold up now. Lil Yachty may have to stick to making music because, you know, Jermaine checked that expeditiously. Even though when you look at Lil Yachty as far as the Jermaine interview, safe to say, I believe at that time, the track with Yeet went number one and then Jermaine's track went number one the following week because, you know, of course, Drake's the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? So as far as for all your dogs, as far as the track with Yeet, it did go number one. And then the track with Jermaine, First Person Shooter, went number one right after that. So, you know, as far as putting out an album and having two of your tracks, you know, competing for the number one spot, I mean, I think that's GOAT activity. But, you know, Drake is my favorite rapper, so I may be biased.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
You know what I'm saying? So anyways, let's keep going.
If it would have went number two, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, I wouldn't have felt no way. If the other song would have went number one, it's like, bro, I'm cool. I almost feel better not having my first number one be off of Drake alley-oop, you know?
But it was, my brother.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
And as, you know, I was just, the whole purpose of that was completely just to be petty. As ladies and gentlemen, Jermaine has dropped a whole surprise mixtape, right? Until you realize this man's talking blasphemous. This man's saying the most egregious, the most downright.
Shepherd.
All right, y'all get the point. Basically, this man is talking like he should not be because the way that he put out a diss track towards Side 7 and took it away in under 48 hours, I'm not going to lie to you, that's one of the most, maybe the worst move we've ever seen in hip-hop history. And I'm not exaggerating in the slightest. So, this is the third track off of his mixtape, his surprise birthday mixtape. I know I said we was about to get into the fourth track, which is 99 Bill Freestyle, but we could not skip over the third track, which is Winter Storm Freestyle. So, here we are. So, with this Winter Storm Freestyle, it's very interesting. He says he had to scrap a lot. So, he said, Jermaine said, hey, yo, scrap everything I was working on prior to the day the world decided to play. I got a brand new agenda. They trying to keep up with your boy hard lay. Okay, that those two words don't really rhyme, but the way he said it, you know what I mean? Let's keep going. Oh, this is a PG podcast. He said, I feel like Lori Harvey, how I ran through them, huh?
You guys.
Pause, my brother.
See, that's the problem.
Throughout this whole continuation of the breakdown of the surprise birthday mixtape and the drops that I've been playing, it's almost like Jermaine's just out here saying the most nonsensical ideologies ever. And he's not following it up with a pause. Like, hold up, what you mean you ran through what? Like, nah, bro, like, you understand? Nah, okay. Anyways, he don't care, ladies and gentlemen. He not using the pause. Actually, I think he used the pause on the first track, and that was it. He knows how egregious some of these bars are. Anyways, going to what I think is the funniest line in this entire mixtape, this man said, I'm Mike Jordan and Edwards. You kidding me?
You guys.
Not gonna lie, that's a fire bar. I like that. Obviously, the jokes write itself, right? And then, of course, with the Lori Harvey name drop, with the Michael Jordan and Anthony Edwards name drop, I was thinking to myself, is this the game? But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm talking about Game the Rapper for people who don't even, you know, be into hip-hop like that. So, of course, when you look at this actual track and it being the third track out of the entire mixtape, I think it's the weakest as far as it actually holding your attention. I believe the last track that we're about to get into is the best, and I believe the start of the first track is the better parts of this surprise birthday mixtape. But of course, he is flowing over every single track. I'm just giving you my rankings as far as the actual mixtape, because at the end of the day, when Jermaine has these braggadocious bars about like saying no man that's rhyming can match my fluidity. I'm Mike Jordan and Edwards, you kidding me? Cole gets older but grows new abilities. You didn't know I'm Zeno with Goku agility. Now, of course, that's an anime bar. I don't watch anime. Apparently, this man sounds like Zeno, some type of philosopher in anime, but he doesn't fight, whatever. So, I think at this very important moment in time of hip-hop, this definitely helps out Jermaine as far as seeing that not only has ASAP been a great mascot for hip hop on a global scale as far as analytical perspective, because he currently has the number one album in the world, because Don't Be Dumb did debut with 122,000 copies first week. And of course you have YoungBoy currently with the fifth most played album as far as Slime Cry. So now when you look at Jermaine, you know, throwing out a surprise mixtape that's not on DSPs, because, you know, this is for the fans, right? He wanted a minimum of $1, and guess what the consumer said?
Whoop-dee-doo.
I said, guess what the consumer said?
Whoop-dee-doo.
They said, we're not going for that. They ripped it right off of their site and put it on YouTube and SoundCloud. So if you don't believe me, hey, I'm not telling you to look it up. I'm just saying that man, Jermaine, was only asking for $1. And the consumer still said that was too much.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
So as far as this specific track, it's not really a lot. Compared to the other tracks that we're about to get into, and definitely not a lot, definitely not close in quality as far as the last track off of this mixtape. But the last thing I do have to say is this man definitely got the greatest of alley-oops on to him from Drake, from Kendrick, and he was okay with the third slot. But now that the whole battle has went on and he's trying to find his footing, I think going at people like content creators, claiming them of like D-riding and things of that nature, when he's been, you know what, doing tricks on it for Drake, for Kendrick, for years, centuries even. Not centuries, you know I'm exaggerating. And him to double back and not even go at them, to go at the commentators, is very interesting. It's almost like KD joining the Warriors, and then he's like, he get mad at everybody because he actually didn't win as much as people thought he was going to with the Warriors. It's like, bro, my brother, we just calling it like we see it.
You guys.
You know what I'm saying? So anyways, with that being said, without further ado, let's get into my favorite track off of this entire mixtape, which is Birthday Blizzard.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com. When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.